Amen. All right, I got to get rid of the microphone. I'm going to hand that down to you. Thank you very much. All right, boy. Well, thank you for the applause, and I haven't even preached yet. I thought that was a little funnier than what you guys gave me credit for, but I'll roll with it either way. So, man, what a celebration. You know, what a celebration. It's fun to hear these leaders and their personalities and how they speak, how they bring up their particular topic or area of discussion or whatever. It's fun. And so I know I can lean upon some of them to preach for me when I'm out of the pulpit or whatever. But boy, thank you guys for worshiping throughout this process. Thank you for the riveting financial report from Miss Ann too. That was very good. Yeah. No, I thought excellent job on all these different topics that need addressed. Well, we kind of have really looked so far at the year in review, at what God has done over this past year, and today's message is kind of catapulting us into this coming year, and what is it that we're going to be about doing here in 2023, kind of the vision for this coming year. But speaking of vision for the future in the coming year, do you remember 1991? Not many. No, 1991, wow. A while ago, Travis Tritt, any country music fans in here? Yeah, Gary's like double thumbs up. It's the first amen I've ever gotten from Gary. Travis Tritt, hit song, Here's a Quarter. Call someone who cares. Now, don't answer out loud, but have you ever felt like you've got a quarter, but you just don't really have anybody to call? You ever felt like you've got the quarter, but man, I just don't know really anyone that might care about me? No one to call because there's really no one that cares. Well, if we're honest, every one of us has felt that way at times. Maybe a lot of the time. No one or maybe very few people that would actually care. And yeah, I've got the quarter, but I don't even know who to call. No one cares about me. Well, let me tell you, first and foremost, that is absolutely a lie, because you have a giant church family and an entire community that cares much about you. But even more than that, we have a God that cares immensely for each one of us. We have a God that not only cares about us, but he passionately pursues us with his love and his open arms. God desperately desires a real, authentic relationship with each and every one of us. If you ever feel like you don't know who to call, God absolutely cares. Scripture is packed and full of ways where we're told over and over how much God loves and cares about us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8, God proved his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And then 1 Peter 5:6 and 7, one of my favorites, I love this one. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares about you. We're told over and over throughout Scripture how much God loves and cares about us, and that he desires a relationship, and what God wants from us, why we're even created, is for us to have a relationship with him. He desires us to also care about him, to love him. God desires us to passionately pursue him like he has passionately pursued each of us. In fact, when Jesus was asked, teacher, rabbi, of all the different laws in the entire Torah, of everything in Scripture, what's the greatest one? What is it that we really need to focus on? And Jesus said, oh, good question. Let me answer it for you. And that is simply to love God with everything that we've got, heart, soul, strength, and mind, and then to love others. To love others as you love yourself. As one body, you and I are called to care about each other, to love God and to love and care for each other. And with the Holy Spirit's help, you and I, see, we are the answer to that question of if we've got the quarter, who is it that we call? We get in the directory and we call someone from this church family. Our vision for this coming year, 2023, is that Ledge Rock Community Church would be a care center, where we would be a place, a hub, full of folks that purposefully and passionately care about each other as we also care about our community. Our vision here at the church, if you're new or maybe just don't remember, our vision is simply building relationships. We believe that building relationships is crucial and critical. We think first and foremost, obviously, is building a relationship with Jesus. And then secondly is building relationships together, working together to grow in our knowledge and understanding of who Jesus is as we get to know each other better. We're so much better and stronger together. So our vision is building relationships, but our mission, the way we do that, are four words: know, grow. What are the last two? Serve and go. That's right. Know, grow, serve and go. Knowing Jesus and knowing each other. Growing in Jesus as we grow in relationship together. Serving together as we celebrated. Miss Linda read off all the things, how many of you have helped in so many ways. Serving together and finally going to the ends of the earth with the name of Jesus together. Well, there's a couple themed verses I really want us to focus on, and we'll address these throughout the year because these are perfect and brilliant and awesome and wonderful scripture verses that will help prove these points. For this year, we're focusing on the first two of our mission statement, knowing and growing. Hebrews chapter 10. If you have a copy of God's Word, find Hebrews near the end. You'll go to the end, you'll start coming back a little ways, and you'll find the book of Hebrews. And chapter 10, help me out, it's the one right after chapter 9. Good job. We're going to be these two key verses. And again, if you take notes, these are ones that you'll want to write down, take a note of, 24 and 25. And these are just simply addressing this topic of knowing each other as we explore the idea and the vision for this coming year of really, really focusing on building relationships. The author, the unknown author of Hebrews, many think it's the Apostle Paul, but not for certain, writes many wonderful and brilliant and very deep and rich things in this book. But we're jumping smack into the middle of this here in chapter 10, verse 24. God's word says, "And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Let me pray quick. Father, thank you for this chance to get together and share your word and celebrate the past and look to the future. And Lord, we invite you and your spirit here today to fill this place and lead us into how it is that you have called, gifted, and equipped each of us to be a part of your mission right here as well as all over. So Lord, speak to us this day through your word, through myself, and Lord, any way you need to. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And the whole church said, amen. Amen. Wow, what incredible verses that speak so clearly to where it is that we are headed for this coming year. The beginning of verse 24, and let us watch out for one another. Let us encourage each other. I love this wording, to know and to care. Let us know each other. Let us care about each other. Let us love each other. I like that word, watch out for each other, like parents watching out for their kids. Let you and I in 2023 really, truly watch out for each other, know and care. Why should we even bother with this? Well, it goes on. And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works. My goodness, is this so cool or what? What is it that we're supposed to even be about? Loving God, loving each other. Let us watch out for each other to promote and provoke and spur on love and care and good works. Super neat. It's why we're even here, what we're called to do. The next part is, how is it we're supposed to even do this? Verse 25, the beginning at least of verse 25, not neglecting to gather together. It's so much easier to get to know people when you're together. when you get together and actually get to be together. That's what our fellowship time is so good at doing. That's what before church, it's hard to get people wrangled into the sanctuary. I mean, I always joke, I announce to 50 and I preach to 100. Because the others are outside, they're just visiting and loving each other and getting to know each other. How do we promote and provoke each other to love and good works? Don't neglect getting together, being an active, consistent part of worship and part of what we're doing here together. Be together, building relationships and doing life together. It's one of the reasons we've really focused on life groups as our primary discipleship process, is because it's so much more than studying God's word, but it's studying and getting to know each other to provoke each other to love and to good works. Not neglecting to gather together. And then it continues, as some are in the habit of doing. Let me tell you, if you've ever been guilty of feeling like you've got that quarter, but you just don't simply know who it is to call, chances are you've probably distanced yourself from someone that does actually care. The Bible tells us we're to get together regularly, as not neglecting that, as some are in the habit of doing. Let me tell you, the devil loves it when we step away. The devil loves it when you start to say, well, nah, I'd rather not be a part of whatever's going on at church. You know what? I'll go to worship next week. And slowly, you start to trickle away, little bit by little bit. And next thing, it's as though the church is far away and you're over here and you feel like no one cares. The Bible says, our theme verse for the year, don't neglect getting together. As some are in the habit of doing, when you start to distance yourself, the devil keys in on that, and he makes you think that no one cares. The next part, verse 25, well, I like the whole thing. Not neglecting to gather together, some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other. And all the more as the day is approaching, as we see, boy, doom and gloom and darkness and wars and famine and terrible tragic events, earthquakes and things happening all over, you and I are to be together to encourage each other, promoting love and good works and just encouraging each other. Isn't it nice when you've been on the fence about whether to even go to worship or not, and you walk in and you're greeted with a cup of coffee and a smile, and there's 50 people waiting to give you a hug and shake your hands and do everything just to welcome you here, encouraging each other. It's one of my favorite times of the entire week, is just watching each other, watching you guys encourage each other. All right, the next part of our theme for this coming year, the second two verses to really focus on, comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. The first part was knowing each other. You see how we're better together, and it's so important to be together and work together and love each other and encourage each other and be honest with each other. Well, the second part, it's also important to grow in our understanding of Jesus and even our relationships with each other. Colossians 2, 6 and 7, God's word says, "So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing with gratitude." Wow. Again, what theme verses for us, for you, and for I. My goodness. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord. Well, wait a minute. Let's stop for a second, because that may not be you yet. Paul wrote this letter to the church in Corinth to believers. And he says, so then, just as you've already received Jesus, well, what if you're here and you haven't yet received Jesus as Lord and Savior? Well, let me just simply say, receive him. Get saved. Give your life to Jesus. Cry out in your heart of hearts and turn away from your sin and just ask Jesus to fix you. Fix me, Lord. Take over control of my life, because what I've done has been unsuccessful and I've distanced myself from you. And God, I know you are true. You are open and the living, loving sacrifice. Jesus, be my Lord. Get saved. Give your life to the Lord, and then you can grow. You can't grow until you're actually saved first, and then we start to grow. Okay, so now, and believe me, I hope in 23 we baptize many people in the waters of Shagawa Lake because you've received Jesus as Lord and Savior. Single greatest number one decision any of us will ever make. Okay, now you're saved. Now you've, I'm not saying you are. Let's assuming that you repent and come to Jesus. Now we're saved. Now what? Now what is it that we do? Just as you've received Christ Jesus as Lord, then what? Continue to live in Him. Oh my word, those of you that know me and have heard me preach before you, I say it all the time, it's so critical and essential to grow in Jesus, to live in Him, and then allow Him to live in us. Live in Him and Him inside us. It works together so well. It's the Spirit of God living in us and us living in our knowledge and understanding and growing in Him. It's what it's all about. And believe me, it takes a village for each of us to do that. And then we really grow. That's where we really begin to dig in deeper. Verse 7 addresses this. Verse 7 says, being rooted and built up in Him. I love that. Being rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith just as you were taught, and then overflowing with gratitude. I like that word. Well, thinking about it is standing on the firm foundation of our saving faith, building our lives, building our existence, each thing that we do upon our firm foundation of our faith, our saving faith. That's what that is about. And that means in all situations, as we've sung in our songs today, trusting in Jesus in the middle of the darkness, that no evil, no weapon formed against us can ever prosper, because that's true. Our God is much bigger. First Peter, we quoted, cast your cares upon Him because He cares about us. Trust in Him in every area of life. Don't compartmentalize, but stand on the firm foundation of our faith. Let me tell you, the leadership team and I, we're committed to this. We want to give each of us opportunities to grow, to know each other, and to grow in relationships with Jesus and with each other. And so this year, we're going to start immediately following this worship service, a celebration with a potluck dinner. Nothing brings people together like food. Amen? As we gather together, one of the thoughts, the encouraging things this year, and we're going to have specific dinners to do this, sit with someone new. Sit with someone that isn't related to you or you don't know really well for many, many decades. Sit with someone new. Get to know some new folks. We're going to give you opportunities scattered throughout the year, very specifically to get together with new folks and different folks, part of our church family, and get to know them. Know them deeper, getting together to encourage and promote and provoke love and good works. Next is growing. As we grow in our understanding of Jesus, we call that discipleship. That's the fancy word. We are passionate and committed to you, each of us, growing in our relationship with Jesus, a deeper understanding. None of us are saved to sit still. We're saved to ever be sanctified and grow in our relationship with Him. We've focused on life groups. We've got classes after Sunday morning worship now. Let me just tell you that we are working hard on many more different, new, and creative opportunities for each of us to engage in a growing relationship with Jesus, discipling opportunities throughout the week. We don't want you to be busy, but we want you to truly, passionately seek a deeper, committed relationship with Jesus. So know that we're going to look at still gathering together in life groups. We're going to look at on-site classes, off-site classes. There's a women's class starting at the end of the month. Paula Hill's going to talk about that. There's many more opportunities to grow. We want you to connect together and connect with Jesus. The challenge for this year, the encouragement for this year is to think about it this way. What we want you to do is commit, prayerfully commit to attempting to build one new relationship within the church family. One new relationship within the church family, and one new relationship outside the church family, with the goal and desire to be able to share Jesus with those folks and tell them how great and good our powerful God is and what He's done in each of our lives. One new relationship in, one new relationship out, and then in some way commit to growing in your relationship with Jesus through one of the discipling opportunities that we will have available for each of us here in the year 2023. Lots of exciting stuff happened last year. I believe that God is not done. I believe that God has lots of great, wonderful, and exciting things coming along and in store for us here in 2023. We're excited to have a new leader, Jim Elmquist, stepping up and helping to take over some of the leadership here at the church. And so what I want to do now is ask each of us to engage in a very specific time of prayer as we pray for several different elements. I've asked Pastor Jimmy to help with this. I'd hoped Tim Stauffer would be able to come and help do some of this. He's very busy with work and was not able to make it today. So I'm going to make a feeble attempt at praying us through this, as well as asking Jimmy as well. So what I'm going to do is invite Jim Elmquist, our newest leader, to come down. I'm going to have the rest of our leadership come down. Then what I'm going to do is ask the rest of you to fill in behind, to gather together. Some of you may be newer here and have never done this before. Let me tell you, it'll be more awkward sitting alone in the sanctuary than it will be gathering down here. So come down here. Build relationships with someone down here, down front, as we gather and pray very specifically during this time. I just feel like we need to launch into this year with some time of prayer. I wrote in the notes, big prayer. We're going to have some big prayer right now. Jim, you're right here, brother. The rest of you gather around him. The rest of you gather around them. Come on. Now's the time. You can even face forward if you want, if that's not as embarrassing. Whatever it takes. Jimmy, do you want to use this mic? Or are you going to stay back there? Okay. All right. Yeah, lay hands on folks. Just gather in, please. Just come on in as close as you can. Remember, we're all about getting to know each other. So get to know each other. Yeah, come on down. Get as close as you can. Make your way. Get close. Yes, don't trip, but get close. I'm going to start praying. You can just keep inching your way forward. Lay your hand on the shoulder of the person in front of you, whatever that takes. And let me begin us in prayer. Most gracious, loving, powerful, merciful Father, we continue just reveling in your presence this morning. Lord, thanking you for who you are and for how good you are. And Lord, for all the things, the rich blessings you've poured upon us this last year. But Lord, at this time, we very specifically want to pray for Jim Elmquist. Lord, we lift him up to you and we pray that you in your mighty hands would be upon him, that you would, one, protect him mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally from the attack of the devil, as he will certainly want to interrupt Jim and his family and his life. Lord, I pray that you would give Jim wisdom far beyond his own ability, that you would give him discernment, that you would give him love and care in abundance for us, for each other, and for our community. And Lord, that you would use him in a powerful way to accomplish your will. So Lord, I ask for you to bless Jim and his family this coming year. Guard and protect each of them. And may we see the powerful and incredible work that you do in them.
Father, we want to lift up now a pastor and our leadership team. Mm-hmm. Lord, we live in a world where in the last several years, it seems everything has changed. Our culture is different. Our nation is different. Mm-hmm. And there's so many challenges. But yet, there's also so many opportunities. And Lord, amidst all that change, one thing figure out how to navigate church in the modern world and all the challenges that come along with that. Lord, we pray a special dose of your wisdom, your strength, and above all, your love. They seek to lead this church to be all that it can be, and that we're to have a kingdom impact that we created it for. Jesus.
That's right. Father, we continue praying this morning and lifting up each of the different ministries that this church is about. Each ministry, the leader of that ministry, the teams that help support that ministry. Father, we pray that you will work in each of the different leaders and teams. Lord, may the ministries that we do here at this church be according to your will, be pleasing to you. And may we see many great and wonderful evidences of the work that you do through us and through the ministries here at this church. May we see much fruit as lives are changed and people are saved throughout our community and ultimately even as far as the ends of the earth. Lord, I pray that you would give each of the leaders wisdom and discernment and love and care for the people they're ministering to, for the ones that are helping to serve. And Lord, again, may you just bless each of these ministries. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, as we continue praying and as we prepare to close out this time of prayer, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you and your Spirit would move among this entire congregation, our entire church family, that each one of us would live lives full of you and you living inside of us. Lord, I pray that you would move in a giant way in each of our lives, that others around us would see you in us and desire to know what's different about each of us. Father, I pray that there would be a great revival break out within each of us. Lord, break out in our entire church family. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that many lives would be saved and changed and transformed through Jesus and his perfect sacrifice. Lord, we pray that our community would experience a great awakening and a revival as well. So, Father, what we come before you this morning asking is that your Spirit would do what only you know and want to do. Lord, whatever it is that you want in us, boy, we're yours. Do in us your great and mighty work. Lord, move and awaken and revive each of us. And boy, move in our community and may it spread forever and ever. Oh Lord, start here, start this morning, and do what you want. Oh Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for this church body. Lord, we thank you for our community. And Lord, we pray all of this in the holy name of Jesus and the entire church family closed out by saying, amen. Thank you. You can certainly be seated.